Psalm 8. Preface. Jesus Christ, our blessed Lord and Savior, had his day of humiliation and sufferings, in which he was compassed about by innumerable evils and was tormented with the pangs of eternal death. He was abased to atone for our pride. He was crowned with thorns to earn for us the crown of heavenly glory. He became a servant to emancipate us from the bondage of Satan. He was mocked, and he was spitted on to deliver us from the taunts of our enemies and to save us from all misery. Our Lord Jesus Christ had also his glorious Easter day, when he was raised again to make us poor, lost, and condemned creatures inhabitants of heaven. He was exalted to the right hand of the Father, already in this life, to grant us his righteousness with peace and joy in the Holy Ghost, and after this life, to crown us with unceasing bliss and glory. This cannot be otherwise, because the glory which the head possesses must glorify also the members. This we should daily remember with thanksgiving towards the Father, who gave his only begotten Son to suffer for us and to rise again. Justly were the ancients accustomed to say, "For nothing else should we return thanks unto God, the Lord, so often, so diligently, and so heartily, as for the suffering and the resurrection of his beloved Son." Of this we are reminded in the 8th Psalm. Of Christ's kingdom, suffering, and glory. To the chief musician on Gittith, a psalm of David. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou might still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou made him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Summary. Here we have a prophecy of Christ, his suffering, resurrection, and rule over all creatures in heaven and earth. For in the 21st chapter of Matthew, the Lord quotes this psalm as treating of him. When the children in the temple sang Hosanna to him, celebrating him as the Messiah, and the chief priests and scribes took exception to this, Jesus said unto them, "Have ye never read, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise?" This Jesus Christ is the Lord, our Lord, whose name is so excellent in all the earth, even as at this day his kingdom extends over all lands. And this, his kingdom, is not established with sword and buckler, but through the mouth of babes, through the foolishness of preaching, by the voice of the gospel, his children are brought from far, and his heirs from the ends of the earth. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Prayer. Lord Jesus, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification, bless and defend thy holy church. Endue thy word with power, strengthen our faith, and after the sufferings of this life, grant us to celebrate a happy Easter, rising again to live and reign with thee to all eternity. Amen.